making Yahoo all sticky.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. I wouldn't mention it if it wasn't still a very popular destination on the web. Yahoo's homepage is unrecognizable from just a day earlier. As Marketplace's Quina Kim reports, the redesign is about keeping people glued there longer.
Yahoo is still a big player in online advertising, but it's been losing ad dollars to competitors. In part, that's because it's losing viewers, but it's also got a lot to do with stickiness, or the time people spend on the site. Brian Weiser is an analyst at Pivotal Research, and he says, in that respect, Facebook is eating Yahoo's lunch.
Facebook reaches far more people and probably triple the cumulative time when you account for all the time that people are on Facebook.
The more time people spend on the site, the more ads it serves up. Carlos Kirgner is an analyst at Sanford Bernstein.
The more the site owner will learn about you and your preferences and your behaviors, they can put forward better ads and better content.
Yahoo thinks users will stay on the site longer if the news is tailored to them. Here's Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer on NBC's Today Show talking about the new homepage.
One of the things I really like, which is this very personalized news feed down below. It's infinite, so you can just keep scrolling forever.
Meyer scrolls down a list of news headlines that appear in the center of the homepage and look sort of like Facebook's news feed. In fact, Yahoo teamed up with Facebook to update its homepage. When users log in with their Facebook account, they can see the news their friends like. Charles Kirgner says Yahoo's been able to forge partnerships in a tech environment that's become increasingly adversarial. Earlier this year, it partnered with Google, which will start selling advertising for Yahoo, and its search engine is powered by Microsoft's Bing.
I think that is one of the advantages that Yahoo has. It is large enough to be an interesting opportunity.
But he says it's small enough not to be seen as a threat, or at least not yet. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
Some tycoons of technology are starting a kind of Nobel Prize to encourage scientists to work on some of the great problems in medicine, including cancer. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Sergey Brin of Google, and a big Russian venture capitalist named Yuri Milner are among those who just announced the first Breakthrough Prize. $15 million in awards each year will go to scientists who work to rid the world of such scourges as Parkinson's. One of the first five winners, neural circuits expert Cornelia Bargman of Rockefeller University, said she thought it was one of those Nigerian email scams when she learned that she was awarded this year's prize.